Together with a good morning, Rinpoche wishes that everyone, bodhicitta, the enlightening attitude, in the way that accords with the appearance of the world and the way that accords with the true nature of the world, that both types of bodhicitta of everyone may develop further on, so that a great benefit arises to limitless beings. As has been mentioned before, please give rise to the enlightening attitude of bodhicitta to achieve the goal of enlightenment for the all sentient beings, and listen with this attitude. So, what is the subject of the teaching is, as has been started yesterday, the Song of Milarepa, about the three things that are totally sufficient for him.
So the song of Milarepa says, the second verse of it says, within the palace of the three spheres of the world that have, in the self-arisen palace of the three spheres of the world, are the six types of sentient beings, the holders of the Buddha nature. Once the great primordial wisdom has been identified, wherever I go, it is a palace. With whomever I go, it is a Yidam deity. Whatever I do, it happens within the Dhamma Dhatu, the wide expanse of all phenomena. So I'm totally all right without having any outer support of offering.
Tene da kan son de kanga kore do kan zukan zume kan son de tene kan son de t kamsom rantong sepa te kamsom bu te rantong sepe ton te kamsom te nandong yinme re nandong yinme te yang rangin ke nandong yinme yinba te se na rantong sompa re nandong yinme te sardu zupa ma yinba sardu sompa ma yinba kamsom bu te yini nandong yini yinba se no kamsom rantong rantong se jeda rang sorche yon tandanda ure rantong te tene rangin ke nandong yini yinba se no rantong re shinkam se jeda kamsom rantong ke yariye na kamsom rantong te yariye kanda ure yariye kan se jeda la nangin kongba tongin na Nandong yin may be yari kambala, the name Che Neva, Cheyang Madrapa, Chongyang Madrapa, the Yadu Neva, Tenda Kambala, Yari Kambala. That comes from Bode Rangonga, Rangin Lindu, comes from Rangin Lindu to be Yari Kam. That comes from Rangin, Rangongi Yari Kam, you can think of it. Comes from Bode Rangin Nandong yin may. Rangin ke nandong yinmi ke kamsambo te yariye kanda ke paare, yariye na. Dodok dekhe ngingo jin. Dova dok te ta yarwa yeta dodo sam mada la da lama yin som te dova dopo re. Dova dok re. Dodok dekhe ngingo jin. Dova dok senche tamche dekhe ngingo jin. Sanje che ngingo jin. Tegyen che pa ngingo jin. Rodok de Hit Nimbo Jin Tiny Yehi Temple Mondra Bay. De Hit Nimbo de Yehi, Yehi Temple, Yehi Temple Mondra Bay. Mondra Bam Simon de Yehi Temple Tiny Mondra Bam Topi Topa Junction Latin de Kandon Dog and Gary Kam. मलाने पर रंग तो पड़े ना कांडो लोग जंग जाये कहाँ रे कामसों रांडों कामसों बजे रांडों के जाये कहीं तो सेना कांडो लोग जंग जाये कहाँ दे ची पड़े मलाने पर कांडो फिर नया तूने नांडों ये मी था नांडों ये मी थी जाये कहाँ दे सोता रोज़ ये दामला रोड़ों के सिंचिंग तंजे ही जिन्हें को जिन्हें ご人人人 Chetar Sejan, Chetar Sejan, Kandiji Sejan, Jolam Chetar Sejan, Chuji Yin and Mariva. Chetar Sejan, Chuji Yin and Mariva, but this enough? Then you think this enough? See, think you may be there. Malarevala Tanda, see, think there. Then you got that, Chuji Lasso Gatan. See, Chuji Dela, Burve, Chuji Zim, ever, Chuji, see, think down. See, Chuba de Minayan, Simba, Tegarang and Simba, Tegarang Yapuima. Same thing, Tegarang and Pepa, Tegarang Yapuima.
Yeah. Motoristic data, Kam, Motorba de Yehi Chambo.
Yehi Chambo Motor.
Then Motorba de Ranking Motorba Yang Sepa Potan Travel.
Motorba de Lama Dama Latin, the Langa Boga, Yi Chambo Motorba. Saint Janello, they were hitting for the Yi Chambo Yare, Yi Chambo, the Lama Dama Tang, Ranga Yamin, Latin, the motor.
That's all. More training motors on.
More dead the motor.
Then if you see England, does it come home?
Chuji Yen said, just a start to Yen to Yen to Bata Tower and the Hitchhiker Gogan.
So what the three spheres are, that is probably clear for everyone, the desire realm, the form, and the formless realm. When it says the three realms are a self-arisen palace, saying self-arisen refers to the fact that all the three realms of the world are appearing, but they are empty of independent existence. They are empty appearance, and emptiness inseparable. So in that sense, they are like a palace. So why is it called self-arisen? Self-arisen, since this emptiness and appearance inseparable is not something that has been newly made up and manipulated. It is rather the natural emptiness and appearance inseparable. It has been like this all the time, so in that sense it is self-arisen. As the natural state of the three realms that manifest as a palace. A palace is to say here a house that is beyond any measure. It's neither too big nor is too small. It is a house that is kind of inconceivable. It is appearance and emptiness. Within this palace, or self-arisen palace of the three realms, the six type of sentient beings are the carriers of the Buddha nature. So all the sentient beings, those are the six types of sentient beings that we have in the wheel of samsara, like from the gods to the hell realms, all the six types of sentient beings. And they are all endowed with the Buddha nature, with the potential for full enlightenment. When this potential of full enlightenment has been pointed out by a skillful teacher, a guru, to the disciple, then it is identified, recognized as the great primordial wisdom. And Milarepa says, since this Buddha nature of all sentient beings has been identified as the great primordial wisdom, or have recognized it like this, then wherever I stay, it is the great palace, the immeasurable palace. And where, with whomever I go, who is my companion when going, it is the Yidam deity. Since all sentient beings are discovered as being the carriers of Buddha nature, of great wisdom, they are not different from deities, and that means there is no difference as to good deities and bad deities. They are all pure Yidam deities. There are no good and bad companions anymore. And this being the case, then whatever I do, whatever I did, it is Dhamma Dhatu, which is the great state of beyond concept, beyond any mental extreme. Thus, I'm perfectly alright, I'm just happy like this, without having any outer support for offering that would be like a shrine, or would be a stupa, or things, a statue, things like this. I'm perfectly alright without having any of those outer substances of support of offering.
이제서 Rangin Lindu Yarika, Rangin Lindu Yarika, Malan chuda jiyin to, mando yin mi yin bese, rangin lindo jiyin yekan.
Also. Rinpoche puts it in a verse and saying, Hamsun Nidhi Dikten Di, so this outer vessel of the three realms of this destructible world, Hamsun Nidhi Dikten Di, it is like this world, this outer vessel environment, the outer environment of this world that is composed of the three realms is like dream and the reflection of moon in water. Since it is appearance and emptiness inseparable, or it is apparent and empty inseparable, it is like a palace that is self-arisen.
ยังติดจิตเอาไว้ที่ส่วนตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ได้ยังไงตัวก็ na tene don tam pe ye ye khan me don tam pe ye ye khan yin be ni ki ko ta ba ka so
chi chi ba de sha ji rang dong rang dong sha ji tang ni ba ro
ne ne chi ye ba de rang kanso no jin jin tin de mala chada ti ye da na dong yin ni yin de rang yin le do ji ye ye
ha so there's like a spontaneously arisen natural, a natural spontaneously arisen palace. All the this outer vessel of the world is because the outer vessel of the world appears, but this appearance is just appearance and emptiness, which is easier to understand by using an example, the example of the dream experience, or the example of the reflection of moon in water. That's why one takes up this example and says, this outer vessel of the world, or the outer vessel of the three realms of this destructible world, are like dream experience and the moon's reflection in water. And then it says, since there are empty, apparent, but there are empty, then the fourth line says, since it is apparent, but it is empty, the fourth line says, it is a natural, spontaneously arisen palace.
Deva chimbu chitaran de, dente kambara vida kibara. Mulan chota chigin, the Nando Yemi, the Nando Yemi, the Kinkam.
So, Tigni Joson.
Ah, I mean, they don't teach him very Cambodia, madam.
So, they were chamber
Titatim,
Titati, they were chamber Titati.
Mean, they were chamber Titatiba.
Lazo. Milan Chuta
Chuta chicken, the Nando Yemi, the na rangin lindo ke yajik.
So one could also say this beautiful garden of great bliss meaning this place here, this beautiful garden of great bliss is like dream experience and the moon's reflection in water. Since it is apparent, but it is empty, since it is apparent and empty, inseparable, it is a natural, spontaneously arisen palace.
Tene chetan nāva tāke nāndo yemi yinā yā deva cimbi chitāte tene sācā yāpo kāmbā jātā yāpo kāngkā kāmbā kodong kāngkā mētā kachimī sācā kōrā tene jāṁsū tā nāngkā tōngjā cimbu yobā tīsena tene nāndo yemi dīgā yekā chepar jī nācū nāndo lātū te hājān jepo chepar jī
Nandong Yemi Bashisha So of course everything is appearance and emptiness inseparable. There's no big surprise about that. But but however, still appearance and being is appearance and emptiness inseparable. The way it appears appears to be arranged like with these nice houses and the beautiful garden and the flowers around and having the landscape opening to into wide space so that one can see the ocean all over and all this formation All the sentient beings of the six realms, although they appear different in body and mind through their various karma, although their karmic appearances of body and mind is different, since they are not different in their very essence, they are uncontrived, spontaneously arisen Yidam deities.
Then Rodo Sintianam La Lege Nama Latute Lumadava Napan Sente Kasete Sente Samsurta Ton Lumadava Napan Bayunayam Sente Nilo was a taking in both Mona Yeva Mapati Sema Ranging Yuki.
The six types of sentient beings, or all the sentient beings, divided into the six classes according to their place of living, they appear different. The way their body and mind manifest is quite different, but the difference comes through the various karmic actions that they are. That is their respective past. So, through the karmic action, there seems to be different, and outwardly looking, one sees them talking different things and they behave differently. However, focusing inwardly into the nature of mind means the natural state of their awareness. It is part of the luminous clarity, which is the Buddha nature, the Buddha potential, and in that sense, there's no difference whatsoever. Understanding this, in fact, all the various types of sentient beings are not artificially produced, they are naturally, uncontrived, spontaneously present Yidam deities.
Dendu Chejam Tam Chejam Chejam Siddhi Chejam 제전 타제전 레난데 르센 타제전 월사라 타데 메베세 인도기예단
세르테
월사데기 인도라 타데
companions assembled here. So all those companions like this are appearing in their karmic appearance. They are different in body and mind. However, they are not different in their very essence. So they are spontaneously present, uncontrived, idam bhavi.
ते दर्जे थिक पे चेस तासर तां छे पर तने छेटो का तासर ते तानंग का तासर तें रावो बो बड़े तासर तें रावो यो ना ते ने दर्जे थिक पर समझा करे हाजा सामोता
तब निर बो जाए one needs this type of general outlook to the world and in particular one needs that understanding of one's Bhadra companions. And if one is endowed with this particular type of view, then Vajrayana practice will become very profound.
Tene te kam som tang rigdoga sinchin la jarte kya tang sera la jarte sikye zavayin tendes kempa yor tendes je me la tendes sikye
zavayin
tendes kempa yor
And he says he composed the three verses about the general appearance of the three realms of the world, about the general appearance of the six types of the classes of sentient beings, and particular of the companions, because this forms a very specific connection.
Tene mala rebe rangi nyamne re kando de nya na yung ya ye ka so tang do cha ye da de la yin thong ba re te nga so yang mala rebe jisun rang de kando de cha ye ye ka so tang do cha ye da mala yi tau te gu gu re yina yung che pa da ta sur de te ta ta dewa chen pi che sar de tene ma sur la che pa yang kam che ta sur le can come to the top and the top of the young person. The
top
of the top of the top of the top of the top of the top of the top of the top of the top of the top of the top
of the top of the top of the top of the top of the with whomever I go, it is a Yidam deity and so on. And so if we are trying to follow in the footsteps of Milarepa, we also should try to adopt that view, seeing that wherever we stay, it is a divine palace, and with whomever we are together, it is a Yidam deity. And but in particular, then we have to develop this view about this extraordinary place, this beautiful flower garden of great bliss that we are staying in, as Swamiji has already explained to us.
Non,
To know all this appearance to be empty and this appearance is heavy. This is a very long sentence. It's a way of composing in Tibetan language where one does a poem not in several lines of verses but just puts it all into one line that doesn't have to depend on any line before or after.
So
it is like recognizing in a dream the dream for what it is, knowing that appearances, whatever appears is apparent but empty, then in fact it's a very nice, it's very happy, joyful. Knowing all types of mind to be clarity and emptiness inseparable is joyful. What does it mean, all types of mind, or all perceiving mind, types of consciousness? It means there are different types where we have mental states that are connected with names and concepts that, for example, link, glue together a name and the meaning, and the sound and the meaning, one. This is the conceptual or intellectual type of mind. And then there are other types of mind or consciousness, these consciousnesses that are related to our sense faculties. And the mind that perceives in the sense faculties is without one concept, it's a non-conceptual mind. So the life says that the expression says that whatever mind it is, whether it is related to concepts or it is a non-conceptual mind, still it is clear, precise, and it is empty. Like all the various types of sesame seeds contain sesame oil, so they have the same essence. In the same way, all the various occurrences of mind, whether conceptual or non-conceptual, are filled with clarity and emptiness, inseparable.
Your zangin le cheba yamare, cheba rando mo satongre. Pe te jindo gongnan ki je, your zangpon zimba ta ngayban zimba le cheba yamare, ki rango mo satongre.
De Miki, nabar sepa te lanto.
Nere re meyman, le deke yaro.
The sense perceiving the consciousness of naturally clarity and emptiness, since they are non-conceptual, don't need any difference to the evaluate the various objects that are perceived. Let's say the eye consciousness, when the eye consciousness itself just perceives the various forms without
making a variation and saying this is a beautiful form, this is an ugly form. There's no such concept, so a variation going on in the mere eye consciousness. The eye perceiving consciousness in itself is just a clear and empty awareness of the form. And this goes for all the five types of sense consciousness, where on the same, without making any difference on good and bad, their mental, the sense of consciousness in itself naturally is clear
and empty. Tepa nyingi la gopa na zangbo tang. Tene loka tetong la sopa nando ngemba kudirubdi yore. Ine ya nando zangbo ngemba nika la ngoo satong ngemba la jeba mewe. Nika satong. Nika satong ngemba kina tene yang jibo yore.
And what about our mental consciousness or mental perceiving consciousness? This sometimes perceives from passion and faith and confidence, positive mind, and we sometimes have doubts and wrong beliefs and so on. But however it occurs, it still is a precise, clear occurring that is empty in nature, clear and empty and separable. Like in the dream, you have all various types of things occurring. And since whatever occurs in the dream outwardly, it does not exist. It has no substance of outer reality in the appearances of the dream. And when there is no outer reality existing, then how can the mind that perceives those appearances exist as substantial? The various thoughts that occur are just clarity and emptiness inseparable. They are precisely occurring, but they are empty in nature. So that applies, of course, as well to the bad thoughts. Of course, there are bad and evil thoughts occurring in the dream. But as soon as we wake up, all this collapses in itself, and they are kind of self-liberated. They are empty. They are empty and clear. Clear and empty at the same time.
The nature of the second limit is the nature of the unseen.
Lokta tin ta the tin la yang chung de den bari king ma le mlan kin de ye ye wa le nam ne ngem ba den bar ma to de se na den lokta tin the chung chin la den bari king de chung de sa wa le te te chi wa ye te se ne chi lokta tin ta ga jo ne de re chung de ta ma le de se ndo ndo ge ye wa le So what is the reason to explain thoughts or mental formations as clarity but emptiness inseparable? It is to understand that there is no problem and defect with someone who has doubts or has the wrong view. Because all those thoughts of doubts and wrong view, the evil thoughts, in fact do not have a substantial true existence. So then, understanding this, then since the thought, the evil thought, has no substantial existence, then there is no basic problem with someone who has doubts or has the wrong views. One shouldn't see that as a big statement. To understand this, one explains that all types of mental occurrence are clarity and emptiness inseparable.
Take in the rang in your name, Kasuyang, Namdo the Dembarikina, Namdo Zambu Chikundu, take your own mother, collect a boy. Take the son of young Kigaman. Namdo Namba Chendumudu, Yangi, Loka Tizon Lazo Bachi, Hungary, then Namdo the Dembarikina, Kanga, collect a boy. Nam Shiva comes here Saturn with him, then Namdo Zambu the Namba Karekin and Mo Saturn with.
We actually do understand this very well based on our own experience. When we sometimes experience a lack of compassion or a lack of faith and confidence, and we would like to have this confidence and this faith so much, or the compassion, and so, but however much we make effort and try to give rise to compassion and faith and confidence, and we kind of try to push it, how hard it is to make those good thoughts here. And that all the bad thoughts, like doubts and wrong views and a lack of compassion, whatever, they appear constantly without any effort, but so it's so hard to get rid of them, and we try to stop them, and it's such a difficult work. So it's much easier to understand that all the thoughts, the mental occurrences, are clarity, means precise and clear, but still they are empty without any independent true nature. Clarity and emptiness inseparable. So that all what a mental formation, as a mental formation occurs, is like drawing a picture in water. The ripples of water that are appearing by drawing a picture into the surface of water, they appear, but they immediately dissolve themselves.
Then
So to say now that all the occurrences of mind are clarity and emptiness is not just a simple trick to make it easier for us to live with it, but it's something that is true. It is true. We do not just have to believe it like this, but we can actually try to understand it in any logical way that we want. It is not made up. It's already said by the great protector Nagarjuna in his treatise on the middle path, on the basic verses on the middle path, where he has several chapters dedicated to different topics, and there is a chapter about the research on desire and attachment, and there's another chapter dedicated to the research of wrong views. And here, in particular, he proves that the four types of misconception of wrong view depend on their opposite, which is the absence of the four types of misconception or wrong view. And the absence of those depends on the occurrence of the wrong view. So both of them cannot be taken separately. And since they are not independent, they lack an independent existence. So they're not truly existent, and so on. And there's a lot of reasons that can prove that all those various occurrences of mind do not truly exist, whether they are desire or whether they are misconceiving wrong views.
So
knowing all sensation as being good and sensation is joyful.
Then the sorva coincided the chetan sorva de nuare, rang the same thing, young way,
So all the what we call sensation, sensation in the Buddhist terminology has the meaning of what we perceive or what we experience as pleasant and unpleasant. There's a pleasant and unpleasant sensation. And to say that all pleasant and unpleasant sensations are how can that be understood or proved? Well, the pleasant experience or sensation is the opposite of the unpleasant. It depends on the unpleasant. You cannot think of a pleasant sensation without thinking of an unpleasant sensation. And you can't think of an unpleasant sensation without thinking of a pleasant sensation. Both of them depend on each other. They are not independently established. So they lack independent existence. That means there is no true pleasant sensation as such existing. There is no true unpleasant sensation as such existing. Both of them lack independent existence. That means they are empty. Empty of independent existence. And if they are empty of that, in fact, they are equal in the sense that both of them are empty, they are both equal in that sense. That is the equality of pleasant and unpleasant sensation. And this equality of pleasant and unpleasant sensation is, in fact, beyond any conception, beyond any mental extreme, a state of simplicity. And this state is experienced as luminous clarity. This natural luminous clarity again has an inbuilt joy, well-being and happiness. So in that sense, all the sensations, whether they are appear as pleasant or unpleasant, are bliss and inseparable.
Tene detong te dorje te pelora vendan detong sohori kebare. Saja chenpo ngalo saja chenpo te so detong yemi sohori kebare.
In Vajrayana, one explains mainly bliss and emptiness as the true nature. Also in Mahamudra, from the three types of Mahamudra, in the second, which is the Mantrayana Mahamudra, one explains it as bliss and emptiness inseparable.
Tene chorva tamche detong yemi dekhine ten tonga yomare kibaya.
If one knows all sensations to be bliss and emptiness inseparable, we'll have a good time.
Tenda lu pung de mala re pe nanjo deva choje je kap su donga deva ri chave.
That's why Vilaviva in his Bhadra song about the 18 types of happinesses of a yogi thinks, I'm so happy because suffering arises as bliss.
Tenda donga je ne lo ngon sum de to je samud de yama donga je ne lo de mala.
If one realizes the nature, the natural state of suffering directly, then is suffering arising as bliss.
Ripa kun riton yermi do hibari.
To understand all awareness as aware and empty is separable is joyful.
Tene rikpa sikye te sem te khasa la te pa re rikpa sikye aga ma re sem nen te pe rikpa sem te je rikpa te tok sikye te kanyi mambu sikye tene rikpa sem nen te pe rikpa rangu rikpa rikthar mrabat na to e re rikthar mrabat na to pa rikpa thante ritong ye me re rikpa thante ritong ye me do si na tene rangin ki ti pa
Talking about awareness in the Dzogchen tradition is usually not the outwardly focusing awareness of objects, but it is the awareness that is beyond intellectual mind. However, in a common sense of awareness, then we divide it into three types. There is the awareness that focuses outwardly and recognizes various objects, awareness of various objects. Then there is secondly the awareness that of itself, it's called the self-awareness. And thirdly, there is the awareness that becomes aware of the basic nature. So three, where the Dzogchen awareness is mainly the beyond intellectual mind awareness of the basic nature. So however, taking it in the manifold appearance of awareness, whatever that awareness is, it is still awareness, aware and empty, inseparable. Any type of awareness, whether aware objects of itself or of the basic nature, is still empty and aware, inseparable.
Ne rikpa thamche rikong ye me jengi hi ho na chipo yore. Rikpa sangpo ta ngayamba so so sipo kumare chipo yore.
If one knows that all awareness, all types of awareness are aware and empty and separable and that they are indifferent in that sense, that they all have the same basic essence, aware and empty and separable, then one really feels at ease. Because one doesn't have to get rid of bad awareness and have to achieve a good awareness.
Jivan dene dva jambi sardo kanhar mao.
Jipa.
Jihi sabar.
Aso lato.
Jipa si hi sabar.
This has been spoken and uttered in this place of great bliss, the garden of flowers.
Yeah, it's a little
Tadakime
tokje rashi jarve kusong tokje rashi nendere ni